In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today our Lord speaks through parables, and the parables are a reflection on both the kingdom of heaven, of the church, and our own individual spiritual life, our life in walking with Christ. And we see how Jesus started his church with a small number, a small group of disciples, apostles, and how through the faith of these men and others, it spread. It spread, and now we see how it has spread throughout the whole world. That God starts with small things, but produces big things, great things from our response and our cooperation with God's grace. And that's why it's important to remember that we are part of the mystical body of Christ. And as the yeast transforms the flour, and increases its yield, so too God's grace in our souls and our lives is to transform us, that we may carry out good works for the glory of God, both spiritual and corporal works for God. And God's grace will never be lacking. So the gospel teaches us that we are to be transformed, that we are to cooperate with God's grace in our life, that we may produce good fruit for the glory of God and his kingdom. And this requires, first and foremost, that we daily unite ourselves to Christ through prayer, that we stay fervent in the sacramental life of the church, especially with confession and the Holy Eucharist, and that we strive to be open to God's call and how he wants to use us for his kingdom, that all of us can bring souls to Christ through our daily life of prayer, our sacrifices, and our daily witness. And so we too are to contribute to the kingdom of heaven by others that we bring, by our prayers, our penances, our sacrifices, and our good example. I always like to remind us and myself as we begin the new week to have a devotion to our guardian angels, that our guardian angels are with us always to help us on this path of following Jesus and in being open to God's grace. And we can ask our guardian angel today to help us to be open to God's grace for this week and how he wants to use us, and how he wants to transform us to bring us more closely united to Jesus, our Savior. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.